It's a trail in the Santa Monica Mountains, which is a contrast in nature. As you hike into the Coyote Canyon area west of Agoura Hills, you see blackened mountain slopes and plants charred by last November's woolsey brush fire. But as you pass a creek, you see signs of rebirth. There's a fresh layer of green grasses and beautiful, blooming wildflowers, above average rainfall, and ironically, the nearly 100,000-acre fire have combined to create a massive natural floral display in the Santa Monica Mountains National Recreation Area.
The abundance of plants is directly a result of the rain. So this is more than we would expect in an average year. And even more so, due to the fire, we're getting more species because the fire causes some species to germinate that aren't otherwise coming up in non-fire years.
Mark Mendelson is a vegetation and wildlife biologist with the National Park Service. He's guiding us up the Coyote Canyon and Overlook Trails near Paramount Ranch. The hillsides seem like they're covered with wildflowers.
We're picking up this lovely purple plant here called Perry's Facilia. We're going to see a lot more of that very soon. This is a strong fire follower. This one right here, Perry's Facilia. We're also picking up the popcorn flower, this white, little white guy. This is also in the borage family, just like the Facilia, the Perry's Facilia there.
The comeback is amazing, especially when you consider that the Woolsey Fire burned 88% of the federal land in the National Recreation Area. Most people don't realize the incredible diversity of the plant species found in the park.
What the public calls a flower is different. So we scientists would say how many species of plants are there in the Santa Monica Mountains. And we have about 700 or 800 species. In terms of the showy flowers, if that's what we're talking about, we're probably talking that we're seeing this spring around 100. So it's quite a large number, probably a couple dozen that are very wow.
Is there one thing that you've seen that's been like the superstar to you?
I'd say this guy right here, the Perry's Facilia. This is the prettiest bloom that I've seen. There's something about this shade of purple that just gets me.
Even a seasoned biologist like Mendelson admits he's a bit overwhelmed by the wildflower boom, noting they're seeing some types of plants they haven't spotted here for years.
Kind of like Christmas for you?
It really is, yeah. Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, all that, yeah.
On days like today, it's, wait, I'm getting paid for this?
Yeah, absolutely. Every time I get up and I put on my National Park Service uniform, I get a little giddy. And when I think about that I get to go around and hike all day among this, it is a dream job.
Visitors like Lori Cook say they're overwhelmed by what they're finding on the trails.
November, it was all black. As the rains came in a couple of months ago, and then the contrast between the black and the green has been really remarkable, and watching all the flowers come in, the lavender and the poppies. It's beautiful how it is reborn after the fire.
Mendelson says there are some easy spots in the recreation area to see the blooming wildflowers.
Paramount Ranch is a good bet. Also very accessible trails are in Cheeseboro Canyon. Malibu Creek State Park is phenomenal. The Cistern Trail is gorgeous right now.
But it's not all good news. Biologists are concerned that the increasing frequency of brush fires in the region is opening the door for invasive species of plants to push out the native ones, gradually changing the landscape.
We see these avena, these oats. We see some bromus, some red grass. These are all non-native species from Europe. Some of these species, like the annual grasses, there's really not much that can be done. There are 25 species that the National Park monitors and is actively managing to make sure they don't become more of a problem.
Richard Rockman is a plant biologist with the Mountains Restoration Trust. He's working with the Park Service on a long-term vegetation monitoring program. One of the big objectives is to keep an eye on the impacts of fire on the plant mix in the National Recreation Area. The Park Service's Mark Mendelson says they're surveying and monitoring more than 200 spots.
We're going to record things like which species are present, how tall the vegetation is, what the burn severity of the plot is, whether any shrubs are coming up.
Studies have already shown some changes in the plant mix in the wake of the 2013 Springs brush fire. It will take a few years to collect enough data to assess the impacts of the Woolsey fire. Near Paramount Ranch, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.